This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That time of the week, and we missed Richard Pascoe last week. It was we kind of missed each other. You know, one train was coming this way and the other one went the spur, and we missed each other last week. But it's great to once again talk to Richard Pascoe. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul. Yeah, it was one of those weeks last week, wasn't it, Paul?
It really was. Very strange and very, very busy. But I'm so glad we got you this week because I have been busting to find out about the iPhone 12. Now, I know that you've received yours, blue in colour, I believe.
Yes, we like the blue.
Well, you do. I like the pink ones, but still, that's how it goes. That says a lot about you and me. I'm not going to start this early. Now, I don't want to peak too early.
Just let everybody know, we're going to finish on a high. It's okay.
Okay, yes. Now, we're going to pace ourselves. Okay, now, the iPhone 12, you've had it for a little while. What do you reckon?
Oh, I absolutely love the phone, Paul. I really do. I've got the iPhone 12 Pro because of the camera on it as well. It's got more lenses on the back. Night mode for photos is absolutely superb. Photos are magnificent. I was at a wedding on the weekend, took a lot of photo and video with it, and everybody was stunned about the clarity of the photos and the video on there. Why would you have a normal camera? That was what people were saying, you know, for it. The screen is wonderful on there. It's got a lovely 6.1-inch OLED screen, so it's clear, it's bright on there as well. Now, there's a bit of a tip here for people, Paul. When I set the phone up originally, I had, as I advise everybody to go along and do, is make sure that you back up to your phone to iCloud. You back up all your iCloud features like your photos and your contacts and your calendar and your reminders. All that goes up there, and your health data if you've got a watch. But you also can take a backup of your whole phone. So when you transfer it from one phone to another, it brings everything over, including all your passwords. Sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
It does.
But when I did it for mine and set it up, the first few days, battery life was atrocious. And I mean, I could not even get through a day with it. So what I did then was I thought, well, let's go along and I factory reset the phone again. And this time I just bought down my stuff from iCloud. And what I did then was I manually went along and put back all the apps in. So I set it up as a brand new phone.
Right.
Got to say, Paul, I reckon that's one of the best things that you can do to your phone. Because honestly, I'm getting nearly 2 days out of the phone with it now.
Now, do they tell you to do that? You found that on your own volition, though, did you?
I found that on my own volition, but occasionally you get people go around and say, you know, set it up as a brand new phone. You know, it works well for when you do it, but, you know, it's not a general thing. But honestly, I'm finding, and I've talked to a few people around and encouraged them to do it, especially in the last week or so, and they're going, it's like a breath of fresh air to your phone. Because we upgrade all the time the operating systems on the phone. So what I thought was the problem with my old backup was there must have been some crud left in there. And what happens that crud, when we brought it all over onto the new phone went, oh, God, we got a window way through all of this. It's kind of like slightly broke it. So what happens is put it as a brand new phone, and honestly, it's wonderful, Paul. And I'll put instructions, and I've talked about that. It's up on the website right now if people want to go along and do it. But iPhones or Android phones, I think that's one thing you can do to your phone that'll give it a bit more longevity.
I think that's wonderful. So all of that information is on your website, which we will give at the end of the interview.
Yes.
Now, Richard, the iPhone 12 Pro, I have seen some of these, well, they've had ads up, you know, where you have the ads if you go to YouTube and all that, and it shows a film being made with this iPhone 12 Pro. The quality looks like it's been shot with a Panavision 35mm camera. It is absolutely incredible. Is that true?
It is. So it shoots in Dolby Vision high dynamic range. touch.
Dolby Vision. Now, I've heard of Dolby Sound because that sort of takes any hiss out, and it really ballsies the music up, so to speak, in a cinema and what. But what is Dolby Vision? I don't understand that.
Dolby Vision with high dynamic range. And high dynamic range for people means that blacks look really black, blues look really blue, the colours really pop on the screen. So it offers better colour reproduction and greater lighting ranges. So that the scene that you shoot will look far brighter for it because it's adjusted inside the camera, so it's more realistic.
Wow.
when it comes along and does this. So it is the first phone to go along and shoot like this for it. So it is very exciting times, Paul, when we can go along and do things like this.
Well, when you think about that, that makes it a very cheap camera. Well, I know it's probably an expensive phone. How much is it again?
Well, I got the one with 256 gig storage because I do shoot a bit of video and put audio in there as well. So that's $1,800.
Okay, so for $1,800, you got yourself a camera you could basically shoot a movie on.
You have. And one of the things that's inside is a thing called a LiDAR sensor. Now, LiDAR sensor measures distances to things in the dark as well. So you take a photo in low light and you're standing in the semi-dark, it will go along and say, I can see Paul in the dark, and it measures that distance. If we go back 5 years ago, this is how quick things have come on. A LiDAR sensor to be put inside one of these would have cost you $75,000 per device.
Big difference.
A huge difference, Paul. So, you know, technology is just roaring along for these. But really, I think colour reproduction is something you look at. On the Android side, when you look at, you know, video and photos they've shot, they're a bit, processed, pumped up. They don't look realistic to me sometimes. But I think the camera on the iPhone really, for this one, is magnificent.
Okay, we move on to something else. Now, you warned us about Internet Explorer. Things are about to change. And is it next month or this month?
It's going to be changing probably this month or next month. They're slowly rolling this out. We've told you before, if you're on Windows, do not open a website up in Internet Explorer at all. It's not secure. It's there because they can't remove it from the operating system, so you just don't never open it. If you've got a shortcut on your desktop, just delete that shortcut. But it doesn't show the web how it's supposed to be shown either. So insecure, doesn't display it. What's going to happen very, very soon to people is that if you're still one of those people out there who's using Internet Explorer, you're going to go to something like Facebook, and Facebook will not open in Internet Explorer, but Edge is going to pop up on your computer and will open up in that. They've just got along and transitioning over nearly 1,200 websites that they're saying should never be opened. We're going to open them up in Edge now, trying to get people off of Internet Explorer. So stop using it.
Okay, that's pretty straight to the point. We are talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, as we do each week. Richard, Apple One is now available. Please explain.
So Apple One is the services bundle that Apple introduced a few weeks ago, but it's just launched onto 100 countries around the world, including us, the United States, the United Kingdom. So this is where you can bundle all the services that Apple provide into one basically monthly subscription. So at the moment, things like you'd pay for iCloud storage, Marion will pay for iCloud storage, you might pay for Apple Music, Marion will pay for Apple Music. You can bundle them all into one. So they've got three tiers. There's an individual tier for Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, which is a game subscription service, so you can play free games, 50 gig of iCloud storage for $19.95 a month. Then we've got the family one, which is Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, the games one, 200 gig of iCloud storage for $25.95 a month. But that could also be shared amongst six family members. That's where you start to get the savings on this as well. Then there's the premier one, which is Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, the Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus. So if you've got an iPad, I think there's 150 magazines that you can just download and read every month. Apple Fitness Plus, which will be coming in a couple of weeks' time, which is their It's like a gym that they will show you on your Apple TV or your iPhone, and you can link it back to your watch to try and stay fit. Gym owners were going to hate this.
Mm.
And 2 terabytes of iCloud storage for $39.95 a month. Now, that can be shared up to sit with 6 family members. I did the sums in here, Paul, and I'm just getting a table together. It's basically, say, if you subscribe to all of them, how much money would you save? I think I was paying Apple close to $45 a month in subscriptions. So, you know, I'm going to save a lot of money, Paul.
Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, and our crap tech item of the week, NBN plans, the one not to choose. What does that mean?
Rod Sims, the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, not his biggest fan, Paul. I've really got to tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Some of the things that he comes out with, especially lately about Google and Facebook, it's so wide of the mark. He reminds me a bit, Paul, of Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. He said, get off my lawn. He really does. So, yes.
sort of bar humbug. Get off my lawn, kids.
Exactly. We can't go on there. The Australian consumer should know that Google were going to follow us. In fact, really, Blind Freddy could have told us that. Good heavens, we don't need Rod to tell us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Rod came out and said that the NBN's 12 megabit plan, which has got 12 down and 1 up, they're trying to guarantee that that price remains low. And he said prices at that low end would not rise if he has anything to do with it. Can I just tell people out there, if you sign up for that 12 megabit down plan and the 1 meg up, it's not the plan to go along and sign up for. The people that sign up for that plan are the ones that go along and say, a bit like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, that the plan, the NBN's no better than what I had before. That's because that plan is actually less speed than normal ADSL we had before.
Mm.
So why he would encourage anybody to keep that plan is beyond me, because he's critical of the NBN as well. So if you're on that 12 plan, there's several telcos around who still sell that plan, iiNet, TPG, because it's that bargain entry plan for people, and people think, oh, I'll be signing up to the NBN. It is an awful, awful plan. And if you think you're going to stream Netflix on it late at night when everybody else is doing it, good luck to you.
Right.
Because that you're going to have buffering. So, you know, I think Rod should have gone along and said, we should really eliminate that plan so that people can actually benefit about what the NBN is all about.
Well, that's pretty straightforward to me. And listen, talking of Netflix, and you and I, we've spoken before about some great series. Have you seen Outlander?
No, not yet. I've been quite tired. I haven't seen much television at all lately, Paul. Is it good?
Look, Outlander, it is absolutely fantastic. Now, I didn't think I'd like it to start with, because I saw it and it was sort of set in 1743 in Scotland with the redcoat English, army coming in and all of that. And I thought, oh, I don't know whether I want to get invested in this sort of series. But what it is, basically, it starts in 1945 and a lady goes to a particular area of England. And she travels back in time to 1743. And it's really her, a 1945 nurse from just finished the war, going into this particular area, 1743, where things are a lot different. And it's, look, I didn't think I'd like it at first, but by golly, do you get hooked. And Marion and I are hooked at the moment. So that's Outlander.
Oh, well, I'll have to have a look at that one.
And now we go off onto a tangent to talk about things that don't exist anymore around the place. And we've talked about lollies, we've talked about all sorts of TV series, all sorts of things. Mate, I've got for you, do you remember The Pet Rock?
Oh, good heavens, how could you forget that? The Pet Rock.
The Pet Rock was a collectible toy made in 1975 by advertising executive Gary Dahl. Pet Rocks are smooth stones from one particular place. They're not just stones from Australia. They have to come from one particular place in Mexico, and it's from Mexico's Rosarito Beach. They were marketed like live pets in custom cardboard boxes. Remember that with straw,
yep.
And breathing holes. The fad lasted about 6 months, ending after a short increase in sales during the Christmas season of December 1975 worldwide, including Australia. Now, this bloke, Dahl, sold over 1 million pet rocks for $4 each and became a millionaire in 6 months. And his biggest expense was the die cutting and manufacture of the boxes. He just went down to the beach and collected all these rocks. Look, I can tell you, I bought a pet rock because I just loved the idea and had it in my bedroom. It was fantastic. The rocks, of course, he picked up off the beach. The straw was nearly free, and the only thing he had to pay for, which cost him bugger all, was these boxes, the cardboard boxes with the little holes cut out for air to keep your pet rock alive.
Exactly. It brings a thought to mind, Paul, for me.
Yes.
I wonder if he ever got his rocks off.
He did. Well, hey, if you could make $4 million in 6 months, would that get your rocks off?
Better get my rocks off well and truly, balls.
Now, he also had a little 32-page official training manual titled The Care and Training of Your Pet Rock, with instructions on how to properly raise and care for one's new pet rock. Now, it did lack instructions for feeding, bathing, and so on, but it listed several commands that could be taught to the new pet. Now, one of them was sit, and the other was stay, and they were effortless. But the only one he had problems with was the command of roll over.
Can you imagine a kid getting a pet rock and going to dad and going, can you read me the instruction manual? Get to that step, I'll show you another pet rock. Here we go. That's
yeah, so the there you go, the old pet rock. What do you got?
Space hoppers.
Huh?
You say, what are space? Back then, Paul, and this is going, we're going back to the 70s as well. We didn't have people running around in orange safety vests as we do today. Now, space hoppers were sold. Now, what they were an inflatable ball, rubber ball, similar to an exercise ball, and they had handles on them. And what you did was you sat on the ball, held onto the handles, and tried to bounce across the room.
Oh, yes, I remember those. What were they called again?
Space hoppers.
I remember those. Yes.
And you use the elastic properties of the ball to move forward. Go to the casualty ward. You know, I'm there as well. You know, let's put little Jimmy, who's 5 years old, buy him a space hopper. Great idea for Christmas Day, because casualty wards were filled around the nation with kids trying to bounce on these space hoppers. One of the most stupid things of all time. But it was a dangerous time back then, Paul. We used to do things like, you know, we'd get on that. So I can bounce across the road and go along and do that until you smash your head on the bitumen. So, yeah.
Okay. But one thing it did do for kids, it gave them exercise at least while they were flying and bouncing up and down.
Three bounces. Fall off.
Three broken bounces.
Arm, not a problem at all.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. But these things are no longer with us. Although I understand, to buy a pet rock these days, you can buy them online, but they're more expensive now because they're considered historic.
And they come from a beach in China, I think.
No, just Mexico.
No, I know. But I'm talking about the pet rocks with 2Ks.
What does that mean?
It's a knockoff pet rock.
Oh, I see. So knockoff and just put 2Ks, and China can do the pet rocks.
Exactly right.
But yes. But you got to be careful. Maybe these pet rocks have got COVID.
Maybe. It's just to be careful how you rub your pet rock.
Exactly. Mate, give us your website.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
And you'll have those instructions of what to do with your phone to refresh it.
Yes. All up there right now for the listeners, Paul, which is great.
Absolutely, mate. Catch you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.